France is calling for safe zones in Syria to protect civilians caught in the country's civil war. More than 200,000 Syrians have died in what began in March of 2011 as a pro-democracy uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. France says it's working with the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura. He's the man who has proposed the idea of freeze zones. He wants to start with Aleppo. It's a treasured city that was also a major industrial center, and that's where government troops have closed in on areas that have been held by rebels. De Mistura is the third UN envoy to attempt to bring peace to Syria. Staffan de Mistura, why is this one city, Aleppo, so important?
Aleppo is especially important now because it symbolizes so much. First, it is a city which has seen the most of the suffering. The highest number of people killed, the highest number of children killed, the highest number of displaced people. It is ancient, and for everyone in the world, it symbolizes also all the religions which are present there. It is archaeologically, historically, fantastically beautiful, but above all, it's the last city which has not fallen either under the bombing of the government or the attack by ISIS or by anyone else. If it falls under the government, there will be hardly any opposition, moderate opposition, being based really inside a city in Syria. If it falls under ISIS, it will be one of the biggest massacres you could dream of, and it will be an awful one. If it stays as it is, it won't survive for long. It's very close to collapse.
We should say that Aleppo is not in the clear right now because the government is encroaching and on the outside of Aleppo. Is that why you're saying that the situation right now seems so much more urgent and giving you more of a sense of urgency?
Absolutely. The city has got, I got the map in front of me while I'm talking, it's got 80% of it encircled by government forces. Then ISIS, Daesh, the terrorist organization, is about 20 kilometers from there. And the same is with al-Nusra, another terrorist organization. Inside the city, there is about 500,000 people still who are besieged and have only one road which leads to Turkey, and where there has been the lifeline. We are asking, we are suggesting, as a UN initiative, not a government initiative, not a ceasefire like was done in Homs or another place, it is a UN proposal to have a freeze. Stop fighting. Let's bring humanitarian aid. Let's avoid the city to collapse.
All right, so you're hoping that the United Nations can take the upper hand and help save a lot of lives and prevent bloodshed by proposing this freeze, not a ceasefire, as you say. It's an action plan for a freeze around certain local areas of Aleppo. Can you describe what that would look like on the ground?
If we freeze it, no one moves. In other words, no more shelling, no more barrel bombing, no more aerial bombing, no more water on the other side, no one moves. It doesn't mean that people get disarmed, doesn't mean that people reinforce their forces, they just don't move.
How long can that last?
Not much, I know. But that's exactly when we will start feeding the city with food, medicines, assistance, and use it as an opportunity for local management. In other words, some type of different administration that has been so far, where in fact there is a sharing of responsibility by the local people. Now, the danger is that ISIS may take advantage of this or want to do it or before that. And that's where the American-led coalition could be very effective on that.
By doing what?
By actually hitting the ISIS and al-Nusra in order to make sure that they don't take advantage of the city of Aleppo.
But why would the parties that you need to convince of this freeze go along with that if one of the ultimate goals is to have more American intervention, more airstrikes? I mean, what's the incentive for them to go along with it?
The government, the incentive is probably to realize that if they did take over the city, it would be a major disaster which could provoke 800,000 refugees running away from the city in a humanitarian catastrophe. And probably the government at this stage may not want that. Or at least we should convince, and that's my job, to convince that that should not be the case.
How do you do that, though?
Well, that's where you have to leave diplomats to do their job, and sometimes they cannot elaborate too much about what are the arguments, what are the methods and the system for doing so.
If you can elaborate as much as you can, because I just wonder if there are any hints that you have that the president of Syria would accept anything but a complete and unequaled victory.
The fact that I was in Damascus 3 weeks ago, and I went to see the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, and that I explained to him that the plan, and he was not in favor at the beginning, at least I thought he was not in favor, because the local national media was very much against the idea of a freeze in a place where the government is actually winning. But I think I used sufficiently convincing arguments to make him reconsider the potential opposition and to understand that it was in the interest of himself, perhaps, but certainly of the Syrians, that the city should not continue being bombarded and the war continue there. So he gave a conditional, preliminary okay by saying we want to see the details, and probably believing that the opposition would not accept it, which is, in fact, one of my concerns. I hope that the opposition will understand that it is in the interest of the Syrian people in the city to freeze this conflict, at least in Aleppo. Aleppo can become, as you know, a symbol for what can be done elsewhere. People are asking for de-escalation. They are tired of a war where no one is winning. Everybody is losing, but above all, the people are losing. Look at it, 3.5 years, 200,000 people killed, 4 million refugees. Assad is still there, the war is still continuing, and the people of Syria are now watching another monster who is coming in, which is called ISIS.
If ISIS does not take control, does that mean that the president of Syria retains power under your plan?
We are talking about Aleppo. I'm not talking about the whole country. If there is a freeze, then there will be a discussion on how to manage that type of new situation in which the fighting is stopped and there is going to be some discussions about local administration, which will be obviously something that needs to be discussed between them. But if Aleppo works, it may send a signal elsewhere. Regarding ISIS, they will not accept it, most likely. But if they don't accept it, why do we have a American-led coalition which is meant to address ISIS wherever they are in Syria and in Iraq? And I think that would be the opportunity for the international U.S.-led coalition to remind ISIS that, like they did very effectively in Kobane, that it would be very unwise for them to do anything about Aleppo.
Staffan de Mistura, the United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, speaking with us from Brussels, Belgium. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.